Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. There's B.B. Shea coming in here.
What's up?
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, too.
I like having a religious conversation
with you. I love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, that was a terrible one. Both of you couldn't have sounded more...
ignorant?
Exactly.
Ridiculous. Well, now, wait a minute. One of us...
Now, hold on, fam.
Hold on, fam. Yeah. Easy, fam.
Chill, bro.
I got you, fam.
Okay. I'm not going to say which one of us, but one of us said, has there ever been a Jewish pope?
And that's when I shut the door.
It's true.
No, we hadn't had a Jew. That's typically a Catholic. In fact, that's an old joke. You know, do you love pizza? Oh, is the Pope Catholic?
Is he?
Do you think the second Pope was Catholic?
No, I don't know. Is there ever been a non?
Because it was still kind of new-ish.
It's incredible. We just named him. First of all, I'm overjoyed he's American. You must share that.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right.
You're overjoyed. I don't know about that. I mean, it's fine.
Soon as I heard he was American, I said, pride, American pride. You know, I was like, yes, I was all about that. And I started sending the flag emoji to everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. You know, I was just walking with a pep in my step yesterday because he's American. As far as the history of the Pope, it's incredible. He's the 276th. It's been going on for 2,000 years, you know. So the average, and he's number 276, which means what? The average Pope is about 8 years. Some of them go, you know, 30. He's 69 years old. He looks to be in good health. I have no idea. What do you think? Probably 15 or 16 years he's got. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, I loved it that he was American. You said you had mixed emotions about it.
Yeah, I lost a little money yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
on the bet on there. Yeah.
Not since the Shador Sanders debacle.
Yeah, they both kind of screwed me over recently. Shador, the Pope. Yeah.
Are you the John Doe behind the lawsuit, the $100 million lawsuit against the NSL?
I wish I had that much money to bet, but no, not me.
Yeah.
I felt a little bad for Shador because now he's been drug into the Pope because the meme of the day is that the Pope was elected quicker than Shador was drafted. And I feel bad for Shador.
Yeah, 2 days versus three.
God, that's true.
Yeah, I know.
That's really unfortunate. Man, yeah. For
dang,
him.
I just pictured somebody with him. Like, dang, Shador, they really clowning you.
Man, that's true. I mean, it took 3 days to get Shador to a team. It took 2 days to get the Pope on the balcony. But that is, I've said this earlier, that's one thing I love, is that when the Pope... there's a new Pope. They don't waste any time. You know, it's like, it's done. And then.
What's your name? Quick.
Yep. What's your name going to be?
What's your Pope name?
All right. Here's my Pope name.
Here's your Pope hat.
Get out there.
Here's your Pope robe.
Go make a speech. You know, I like that. You know, there's no way. It's not like, oh, 90 days from now, we're going to put him out.
How long? Because you guys watch the coverage, I think, more closely than I. When they release the white smoke, do they then release the name and then the man appears? How does it? What's the order? Of things.
Well, I was traveling. And when I say traveling, I mean I went from one place to 3 miles away to the grocery store to 3 miles back to my home.
I see.
But I got a text from my wife saying white smoke.
White smoke.
And Biggie, same time. White smoke, white smoke. And then about 15 minutes later, she texted, it's an American.
So we don't know the name yet.
No.
No, they tell you. So it goes white smoke. Then
American.
There's a delay. Then somebody, I forget who it is, comes out and reads that it is an American, where he's from. They give the Pope name, Pope Leo.
Yeah.
And then about 15, 20 minutes later after that, he comes out.
I got the text from Biggie and my wife, and within a half hour I was home, and he was already in mid-speech.
Speaking.
It was that quick, that it happened. And
they said for as long as he spoke, it was impressive because he wrote that speech in that basically 1 hour. And they said,
"Oh, he did."
Yeah, he wrote that himself.
He didn't have it ready like somebody at the Golden Globes.
No, they said that he gave a longer speech. Most times, it's, "Hey, how you doing? I'm your Pope."
He did.
Never thought I'd be here.
Go Bears!
This is a total surprise to
me. How about that flight?
Yeah.
My arms are tired.
Is the Pope Catholic? Yeah. Only one person doesn't know that. You like being Pope? Is the Pope Catholic? No. Only one person ever heard that.
Would butcher the joke. Yeah. Is the Pope Jewish?
What? Why would you say something?
That's not how that joke ends.
No. We're going to a Jewish temple today, Chris Dim and myself, for a funeral. First time we've ever been in there. I've never been into a Jewish temple.
Yeah, same.
Before. And we're wondering, it's for a funeral. Now, a Catholic funeral is known to be long. Wedding is known to be very long.
Well, they generally will do, in addition to the ceremony, they say a full mass.
Yes.
So you're getting, it's basically two ceremonies in one.
And I don't know about the Jewish.
I don't either.
I have no idea how long this will be. But the question earlier was, will we be given a yarmulke to wear? And it's maybe. We just don't know.
Yeah, I think you will be.
You do.
But we're not Jewish. I assumed that it was only for Jewish people.
But I thought all men had to cover their heads.
You may be right.
When going into the temple.
We'll let you know.
Is it like martial arts system where, like, you know, the real big Jew, the really the
let
Jews?
Let me stop you. Okay. You've offended all Catholics. Okay. Now you're going after
Judaism. I can't believe I'm saying this today. For the second time today, we're dancing the Kanye West line here. So let's be real careful.
I don't know if, like, you guys got, like, the white belt version of the yarmulke.
Yeah. Right.
And then, like, the ones who've been there a while have, like the black belt version of the yarmulke. Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. I figured it'd be a sign of respect that you guys would wear one in there.
It really should be like that. Yeah. Like the spot you. Oh, yeah, he's not.
You know, I'm so old. I remember that when all women went to Catholic churches, you had to cover your head. They had to wear a veil.
Really?
Yep.
Did your mother have to do that?
Yep.
No kidding.
That's what you'll see in movies. You'll see them going into a church and they're putting a veil on.
When did they lift that rule?
Probably Vatican II. I think that was when they changed a lot of that, changed the rules. The Latin Mass kind of went away. They changed some of the prayers.
Mm-hmm. Vatican II, is that like a sequel?
What? Yeah. Steven Seagal was in it, a young Steven Seagal.
Okay. I'm learning as I go.
Here. I don't know. Meet me in the rectory. Peace be with you. And also with you, loser. You see these holes in my hands? I don't want to know how I got them.
I worry about religious conversations. I don't know that much about Catholicism or the Jewish faith.
But you're learning. You're on your own path now, right?
That's right. Yes.
You go to the hip mass, or excuse me, the hip service at your church.
I just revealed earlier that our drummer is inside of a
plastic case.
Cage.
On the church level, you've been decreased down already just for mentioning the drummer. Yeah, my church has a drummer. Side eye.
I didn't see a contemporary Pope service yesterday. I don't think they did another one 2 hours later where it was like shortened with a drummer.
Yeah.
That's a contentious thing in my family. Mm. No, I'm not the best Catholic, but my sister and brother-in-law attend a church much like you've been going to.
Oh, do they?
Yes, yeah, it's non-denominational.
More contemporary. Oh, non-denominational. Yeah. Really? Non-denominational. Yeah. They're not doing the Catholic. They're not going.
No, they're not Catholic. And,
Is the minister wear Birkenstocks?
No, mine does. But he wears, which we've talked about before, he wears a Britney Spears mic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mine does, too.
Yeah, because they move. Tattoos. Yeah.
They move.
Sometimes you hear him talk, and he's like, where is he? Oh, he's behind you.
Yeah.
Doing a little something.
But sometimes they'll mention something about the band or the preacher, and I'm like, side eye.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. We got a real good lead singer, too. And I'll tell you what makes me uncomfortable in church, and it really shouldn't, I guess, but sometimes at this new contemporary service I'm going to, people are really moved by it. So they start raising their hands.
Do they stand or they sit?
Stand. And they'll start.
Let the spirit move them.
Raising their hands like the spirit's moving and their eyes are closed.
Do they talk back to the minister?
I haven't had that yet. But I've been to other churches where that does happen, and I don't love that. I've heard people speaking in tongues before, too. And that, you ever heard that?
Well, I've seen it. I've never been in the room with anyone who.
When I was a teenager, my boss at the barbecue restaurant, I lost a bet, so he made me go to church with him. Mm-hmm. And he was very into a non-denominational church. And we went.
Well, those are Pentecostals, right? The ones who do that? Speaking in tongues?
They started doing it. Yeah. It was non-denominational officially, I believe. But they started, and it was, I don't even want to do it like an impression, but it was some kind of language that you don't understand. And it made me very uncomfortable as a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I looked at him and I was like, what are they saying?
Were the snakes there?
That's a different group.
That's different.
Oh, I thought that was all the same.
Well, you thought the Pope was Jewish. Sorry.
I don't like these religious conversations.
It was an old classic episode of the Golden Age of The Simpsons. I can't remember. Religion came up, you know, because the Simpsons always go to church.
Yes.
And I don't think Mo, I don't know if Mo goes to the same church, but there was one episode where he's got bandages on all of his hands. He goes, I was born a snake handler. I'll die a snake handler.
That's exactly right. That's right. No, as far as I go, is the guy, the drum set, and they do raise their hands to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I always think.
And the QR code for the collection plate.
And donut, donuts and coffee.
Venmo for the Lord.
Yeah, you got to Venmo it. Yeah. There's really no excuse not
this
to do
the,
it.
This is the PayPal pew. Yeah.
I was going to say, it's got to be. Venmo makes you put in a reason, too. So every time you're like, eh, for the Lord.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this Venmo for? Yeah. The Lord.
Do you take Zelle? We don't. No. You have to go.
Does the Pope handle snakes? What?
BB Shea thinks so. Yeah. Maybe.
We take Zelle. Does the Pope handle snakes? I don't get that.
I don't know.